Once upon a time in a kingdom far away.
Oh my gosh, the best ones always start out like this.
3 days before Cinderella sings and dances on stage, the cast is trying to perfect lines and choreography at a dress rehearsal.
You were gonna go to the royal palace and that funky old thing?
That was two of Cinderella's stepsisters and her cruel stepmother. The familiar story follows the same timeline where Cinderella is bullied by her three stepsisters, befriended by mice, and visited by her fairy godmother. Pumpkins are still involved as well. But this production brings a whole lot of sparkle and energetic humor on and off the stage.
Pudding and pies and rum souffles, succulent chocolate rounds.
Three bus you can chew away.
To games royal.
Audience members might be surprised that Cinderella, who is played by Alicia Armstrong, claims she never had professional training on how to sing. But we won't give away her voice just yet. Instead, she says that she always wanted to be in theater and it's finally the chance to do it.
One more thing, hugely important. You must leave before the clock strikes 12.
Before midnight? But every maiden is gonna be late.
Oh, right.
Yeah, not you. But, no more buts. Just promise me.
Shortly after this scene, intermission happens and I get a chance to talk with some of the cast and the director. Haley Reeves says she's new to directing.
I had never directed a show before, and then I did Sound of Music and I was Mother Abbess in that. And I kind of saw how the directing was going and I was like, oh, I think I could do this. So then I was like, hey, if you're up for it, I'd love to direct a show. And they were down.
I saw on your flyer, or on Facebook, it says the Enchanted version.
Yes.
Will you tell me about that?
Yeah, we've been putting Enchanted version because we wanted people to know that it's not like Disney's Cinderella. The story is obviously the same. The Enchanted version has more humor in it. It's a little bit more whimsical. It definitely gives you more opportunity to, I'm trying to think of what the right word is, improvise. So we have a lot of funny people in the show, and they've improvised some lines that are great.
How many characters are there?
Oh, gosh. So ensemble wise and like maidens, we probably have at least 25, I would say. And then as far as like leads, it's got to be like 8 to 10, maybe 12. It's a pretty big cast though. Yeah.
What inspired you to do Cinderella?
I actually played the fairy godmother when we did it. It's been 10 years, a little over. I didn't realize it'd been that long. But we loved the show. I loved the show then. And I was like, hey, that's what I'm comfortable with. That I'm like, we could bring it here, put our own flair on it. And it's been great.
How long have you been practicing?
We started, I was just thinking about this today. I think we started in October. We had auditions though, I believe end of September. And then we started getting rehearsals going October, November. I say the same every time. The biggest struggle is getting everybody here at one time. We actually have yet to have a rehearsal that we have everybody there.
What can you tell people who want to see it? What are they to expect?
They should expect a lot of glitter. That does include some loud sounds, so be prepared for that. They should expect humor. They should expect great singing. They've all been practicing for a long time and it's really fun. Good energy, fun costumes.
That was director Haley Reeves. During rehearsal, she juggles a lot and pays attention to every second and every movement alongside her associate stage manager.
That's my title. I am assistant director / stage manager, I think.
Sure, thank you. That's what I am. I am Bonnie Ritchie, Miss Bonnie Ritchie.
And what's your favorite part about this?
Seeing all the talent in the community come out, the diverse talent that is here that, you know, has been hiding, that is the most exciting part for sure.
The cast consists of a variety of ages, from children to adults, who play animals, village people, and stagehands. I catch up with the fairy godmother, Tyla Nelson, and the cruel stepmother, Nicole Hammer, who are taking a break.
Who are you, both real life and now?
Okay, I'm Tyla Nelson, and I am playing the fairy godmother.
And I'm Nicole Hammer, and I'm the stepmother.
And what do you love about this?
Oh, it's the music for me. Yeah, I love my song. How about you, Nicole?
Oh, I love getting to be mean.
No.
It's my favorite part.
She is really good at being
mean. I love just going, yeah, it makes me so happy. Yeah, that's definitely my favorite part.
and being with all my friends. I love you.
The two show that sometimes friendships in reality are possible even when they will never be friends on stage in this folk tale.
And the color on my two stepsisters' faces.
In Wrangell, I'm Colette Zarnicki.